It is time for another one of our car chats on our racing reports, and this, as always, is being brought to you by JDR Seeds. And we've traveled to Fenton for this particular report. Al Tilges is joining me from Fenton, very familiar face around Fenton, has a body shop business right in Fenton. He has a beautiful car we want to talk about. And Al, welcome. Thanks for being with us on our car chat program.
Yeah, thanks for interviewing me. I got a 1962 Chevy two-door sedan. It's a white, and it got a 350 in it, 700R transmission, 9-inch Ford rear end, and it's kind of a car that I've kind of dreamed about having someday, and to happen to come across it and find it and decided that I needed it, so I got one.
Yep. So this is the Bel Air Coupe, which is really special because those coupes are really in demand, hard to find.
You bet. Yeah, they are hard to find. They were a cheaper, that car is not like an Impala. It's a Bel Air, two-door Pulse, they call it. And they're kind of a rare car because back in the day, they weren't as desirable, and they crushed a lot of them, or they just junked them because they weren't an Impala with a lot of chrome on them and stuff. So, but I really like that style of car because it's different.
Right, and it's cool. It really is. Now, the car itself, we share something in common. My first car was a 1962 Chevy Impala, and your first car was also a 62 Chevy.
Yeah, when I grew up, my very first car that I got went over to Camden Motor Company and seen it over there, and that was a four-door car, and lady had it, traded it in, and it was a four-door, but I really liked it, and I took it home and bought it and really didn't do a lot to it as far as the engine and stuff, but I did jack it up a little bit in the back, and I put some chrome reverse wheels on it, and I thought I was really something because I had a good-looking car, but it didn't really go very fast, so it was a six-cylinder in it.
And mine was a 283 with a Power Glide transmission. That was my first car. It was a 62 Chevy with a 283 and a four-door Impala.
Impala, yeah. You couldn't afford the two-door, and anyway, that's what I ended up, and that's what I got.
I can see why you have a love for 62 Chevys. It takes you back to those years when you're first driving and school years, those kind of things.
Yeah, another thing I want to say, if you see my car, it has a not for sale sign on the window, and that looks kind of weird that people usually have a for sale sign in a car, and my car says not for sale. And the reason is it's a car that I wanted, and I really don't want to sell it. And another thing is my license plate, if you look at my car, it says my list, and that means my bucket list. That's why it's important to me. When the Vietnam War was over, kids came back from service, and they had hot rod cars around, and there was one guy that from Fenton, he had a 62 Chevy that he drag raced around, and back in the day, that was a pretty cool car, so I thought I want to have one someday.
Yeah, absolutely. So they are beautiful cars. They're fun cars. You got everything pretty much on here the way you want it. I mean, it's you got the 350 engine in it. You got the transmission. Everything kind of the way you want it.
Yeah, it's a car that I can cruise in. It's got air conditioning, and we're going to take it up to the back to the 50s, and we're going to drive it from Fenton up to the cities, and I think it'll make it back. So. Yeah, I'm pretty confident with the car. It's a good car and fun to drive and nice looking, and people give you the thumbs up when you're driving down the highway. It's kind of cool.
And you go quite a few car shows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet. There's a lot of stuff going on in the area, and Brit's got some stuff going on this year, car cruises, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's just fun just to drive it.
Well, thanks for sharing the story and why 62 Chevy is important to you. I can see why. You know, someday, I know you don't want to sell this car, but being that was my very first car, I'd love to have a 62 someday too. So I got my eye out. Thanks for sharing the story of your 62 Chevy Bel Air.
Yep, thank you.
And again, we've been visiting with the Al Tilges coming up to Fenton for this report on Al's Car Chat. It's always being brought to you by JDR Seeds.